We are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting. We have one item on consent. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Should have been more proactive. Oh, there it is. Okay, we have one item on discussion. National Dakota, or North Dakota Geographic Alliance request, Steve.
I sent this out to the three of you yesterday. I had received a call on Tuesday. They were looking for someone to basically talk about how GIS is being used in the way we cite things. There was some indication that part of the discussion may be DAPL.
What was the date again, Steve?
It is the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and I believe they were looking for the afternoon of the 5th.
Yeah.
August 5th.
Yes.
I'm available. I don't think a discussion of DAPL would probably be something I would want to engage in with a potential open case. But the other things that we do, and especially the mining and reclamation, uses this extensively. Mm-hmm. If one of the others, I'll certainly leave it to your discretion, Mr. Chairman, but I'm available. But it's not a huge deal for me if someone else wants to do it, too.
I'm also available. And I don't think that I'd have any trouble talking about how DAPL was cited the last time. Because I think that's important to talk through, and that permit exists and is still valid, and that process is used in all of our sightings. So I wouldn't get into anything more than the, you know, established process of the current hearing and, you know, the timeline. And that's, I wouldn't get into anything more on the existing case. But, yeah, and that's in Bismarck.
Actually, they asked if they could use possibly our hearing room.
Well, aren't they meeting all day?
They are, but they're taking on that. Yeah, on that particular day, they're going to be in the Capitol taking a tour of the Capitol. That's why they were asking for that particular time.
Oh, day. What's the date again? Is it August 5th?
It would be August the 5th in the afternoon.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. I could certainly do it. Things ebb and flow because it's summer as well. So, I mean, I don't have a strong feeling either way. I'd be more than willing to do it, but if someone else wants to forge ahead, and then we can adjust if needed, too, if schedules change.
Mm-hmm. We make sure that we don't have something scheduled at that point.
So what was the time frame that they said?
The afternoon of August 5th. It seemed like they were fairly open to...
So, like, if we said 1:30 to 2:30 or something like that, and how many people is it?
30 teachers.
Teachers.
I'm guessing that they're from the conversation I took, that they were looking at GIS as far as how they were teaching.
Well, if they have a bunch of burning questions on DAPL and how it was cited, then I think we should answer those and. I think it should be Randy or I, because Brian wasn't here for that. If it's more general on citing, then...
Okay.
I mean...
Why don't we say yes and figure that out?
Yeah.
That question about if they're focused on one thing as opposed to...
Yeah, I can have a further discussion whether you can figure that out.
And then, you know, I think if the chairman wants to do it, then the chairman ought to do it. But you got a few days to decide and let one of us know. If someone else does it, I might just pop by and say hello, because I'm pretty sure I'm in that day for some other reasons. But I'm kind of indifferent about it. It's not like something that I'm really seeking this opportunity.
It could be, too, where you did, like if Randy talked about the reclamation and I talked about DAPL and... I mean, we could do it that way as well.
Yeah.
So, yep. Or citing in general. Yeah.
Okay.
That would work.
So I'll make a...
Yeah, see what they... Get a little
see what
more
they
info.
Would like to do, and we'll go from there.
And reserve the hearing room so yes. we don't set it up for something else.
That would never happen.
No. Probably not. But it could.
Thank you.
But we should iron that out soon, because I think it's something... You know,
I'll try to do that, yep.
Whoever's going to kind of take the lead on it wants to prepare for a little bit instead of just coming in and going off the cuff.
I have a general citing. I have a citing presentation.
So, Steve, you're going to...
I will make the phone call.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Let's see. So that... concludes the discussion matters scheduling. So the XL, Steve, you've got the first one, the XL Foxtel Wind Farm utilization of radar technology luncheon.
That one, Commissioner Fedorchuk is speaking at the event, and I was just wondering if any other commissioners were going and whether or not we needed to notice it.
I will not. I'll be returning from Mark.
I am in the same boat.
Okay. That makes that one really simple.
Well.
I know I'll be returning because I'm
not
driving.
Not a boat. But
you're not sure.
I'm in the same situation.
I'm theoretically, I'll be speaking, depending on if my flight gets back that morning. Because I'm leaving from Arc at 6:30 and arriving at 10 or something, and then... going straight out there.
I would highly suggest wearing exactly what you want to wear for the day.
That's a very good plan.
Yeah. Tactical error on my part. I thought, what are the odds? Okay, so the flight was canceled Saturday. Sat at the airport for about 4 hours, and it's finally canceled. I'm going out early. How hard can it be just to switch a bag in Chicago? But apparently, it is.
The moral of the story is don't check your bags. Ever.
Yeah. Well, here's be one of those people that jams in so much stuff that then the later people can't get even a small thing in the overhead.
Well, they have sizes for suitcases, and that's
they do.
What they're for.
They do, and hindsight is 20/20. Although I called to try and get an update on where's my bag, and I asked them, no, I don't have to pay for this, correct? And their answer was, oh, well yes, you do. Baggage fees are non-refundable. I said, so you can charge me even if you don't get it there? But apparently they can. So
I have a slightly worse story because I don't check my bags. I always keep them with. But every once in a while when they ask for people to gate check, I'm like, okay, they've got not enough room, and I'm way back in the back boonies. And I'm one of the latest to check on, so I'll check my bag. The last time I did that, my bag didn't make it. It didn't make it, and I lost my bag that way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I voluntarily gave you guys my bag, and you lost it for a day. So that was frustrating.
Yeah. Well, the joys of travel. So then next, the wind, I see quarterly, so I'm curious on that.
Oh, yeah, I got to pull up that note.
Now, is this...
there some dates. This is the one that we talked about the last time.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I wasn't sure on when I talked, and I mentioned this to Levi, I told him, I don't know if you want to talk about decommissioning. That would be Commissioner Chrisman's portfolio. If you want to talk about ADPs, that would be mine. Or if you want to talk about siting or all of the above. Well, because
it doesn't really matter.
I'm thinking.
Well, I thought it did because you wanted it shifted to.
I'm thinking this is more like just the LEC quarterly meetings or the ones that, I don't know, have we.
We'd all be
suspended
there.
The petroleum.
Yeah, we haven't had one of those for a while. I don't know what's going on with that with Pat. I mean, this is just said, and I can read you what the agenda items are.
I see. Got it. Yeah, no, it'd be good.
Hold on. Just take me a second because my phone is so goofy.
I think the one hard part is just, you know, weaving around the cases when they come in and... not even talking about things that might be considered a parallel, which can be really hard to do.
It can, but, you know, Lignite does it. We never get into any NOVs or anything like that. And we were doing it for a while there with the petroleum, too. We didn't talk about specific siting cases or anything like that. But
yeah,
It was more general.
Before my time.
September 10th. I thought you were at a few.
I thought maybe you had been to one or two, but I don't recall for sure.
So the dates that we're looking at are kind of on the heels of the GNDC Policy Summit, so this, which is September 10th, so either the 9th or the 11th of September.
The 11th would be out for me.
Okay.
But the 9th would work for me.
The 9th would be fine.
Okay, so we'll focus on that. Do you guys have a time preference? I mean, for the petroleum, we've often done it around the noon hour. I kind of think we should avoid that personally. I think in the future we'd probably do an afternoon.
Let's do early morning. Early afternoon, I would like prefer.
1:30.
Yeah. Afternoon would work better for me than morning, but
okay, and we can probably just have it here. So 1:30 on the 9th.
Although I will say this, I had a meeting with a fellow yesterday, and he chose to come here. But you know, if I don't know how big of a group this is going to turn out to be. And recognizing that getting into this capital isn't as easy for everybody else as it is for us, I'm sure willing to go meet them somewhere if they're meeting somewhere anyway.
You're talking for the Quarterly Wind?
Yeah.
I think a lot of these are lobbyists.
Yeah, it will
but
be.
But if rather than all of them having to walk and go through security and stuff, if they're meeting somewhere anyway, I'm fine with going there.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I don't get the sense that they are meeting separately. They would be coming for this and then the GNDC thing. Okay. But I'll mention that to Levi. If they have a location, they'd like to have it. So here's some of the topics that he has thrown out. Legislative outcomes and implementation, including mitigation, at least to some degree. Lighting implementation and reporting, I think I like that one. So I would... general review of the docket of wind projects to gauge pace of development. That one might be trickier. Transmission capacity and growth. I don't know who would be speaking on that. If they'd have experts to provide that information, or if we, you know, procedural requests or suggestions from the PSC staff to strengthen the siting process. And we were kind of in the middle of that right now, based on our input, you know, our discussion with the industry last winter and then the session. So, I mean, that could be part of this. Update from the industry on trends in wind development. That might be interesting, some technological updates. And that's general. It wouldn't have to relate to cases. An update from the industry on trends/interest in solar. And then he says, this is by no means a list we're married to, but I hope it can get some ideas flowing.
Well, I would just say this, you know, almost anything you mentioned is probably a good topic, but you know, you get a group of people and it seems like most things that kind of general group has been involved in, they come in strength and numbers. It's amazing how much time it takes to once you start discussing a topic, especially if anybody has disagreement on anything. And so, you know, I would say I'm looking at that. If those were our topics for the day, we probably got a 2-day meeting there.
That's
so they're going to have to really winnow that down a little bit.
Yeah, these are.
I'm thinking we're talking right. Like an hour or something.
Well, if these are quarterly discussions, you know, pick the top two. And if there's time, we can always morph into a third. But
well, and we've never done the pipeline ones on a quarterly basis. It was more twice a year. So I wouldn't envision doing this quarterly. I think that would be overkill. We don't even meet with MISO and SPP quarterly.
We'll put down quarterly.
Yeah, I know. It's written that way, but I don't.
Okay, so it's not quarterly.
It won't be quarterly.
Okay.
Yeah. They're quarterly meetings. We're not going to have that meeting.
Yeah.
So it's semi-annual?
Probably.
Periodic.
Periodic. I like that non-committal. Periodic.
Yeah.
Two questions. What month and how long?
September 9th at 1:30. And we'll probably say, I think we could say 1:30 to 3.
Which 90, be 90 minutes that. Sounds good to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. And why don't we leave the future ones kind of open? Let's see once how one goes.
Yeah,
and,
we won't.
And we, decide whether they're going to be quarterly or semi-annual or three-year.
Right. Well, and there's some things that are ongoing separate from this anyway, including the first topic they suggested, which is the implementation of the new legislative timeline stuff. And that will be happening with another more formal process, I'm hoping, assuming, which will be more of a rulemaking process. Because I think we have to establish what that means and how everybody's going to do that. And Jack's working on that. So, and that also provides an opportunity for input from the industry that's, you know, more transparent than what these meetings, and although this meeting would be open, it's not quite as the same as the public process of a rulemaking.
I assume some staff would come to this, probably mm-hmm. at least Jack and Pat.
Yep, I would assume so too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you guys okay with me working with Levi on the agenda?
I am. I'll say, and it sure doesn't have to be at this meeting, but some future meeting, I'll just throw this out as a potential topic, is the decommissioning. I was just reviewing early filing, and there were some things in there that kind of suggested something different than what our rules actually said, and so at some point, but you know, we've got a lot of time on those. Well, mm-hmm. I guess not, because it's the filings, not the actual decommissioning,
right?
But I mean, that can be a potential sure. topic at some
good.
Point, too.
To all right, we'll work on it.
All okay. right, is there anything else? I don't see anything else on the scheduling or anything.
I don't have anything further
beyond that, for that matter. Okay, anyone else?
Nope.
Then we are adjourned.